Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that left at least 15 Palestinians dead, injured about 1,400 others, including those who were injured by live fire, about 750 of them. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of the mass protest. In Sierra Leone, balloting in county is underway for the presidential runoff election. Current President Ernest Bai Koroma stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party candidate, Samora Kamara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. There are conflicting reports now about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, largest remaining rebel stronghold. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded the city where tens of thousands of civilians live. This is VOA News. After announcing last week that it's about time for the U.S. to remove its forces from Syria, there are more indications now that President Trump is trying to make that happen. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Reuters understands that Trump has been asking his staff openly about why the U.S. should remain in Syria while Islamic State's presence is rapidly diminishing. It's been estimated that IS has lost about 98% of their former territory in the region. But an early exit is likely to put Trump at odds with the Pentagon, which has warned that the militants could recover ground quickly if the U.S. pulls out before the land is stabilized. It could also conflict with his incoming and hawkish new national security advisor, John Bolton, after predecessor H.R. McMaster was recently shown the door. Administration officials say the White House has already ordered a halt to $200 million in funds slated in recovery efforts for Syria.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Russia has ordered Britain to cut more than 50 people from its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia. This and previous expulsions are the result of what analysts refer to as a tit-for-tat effort by Russia and other nations in the aftermath of the nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian double agent and his daughter in the British city of Salisbury, Moscow contending it had nothing to do with all of that. Pope Francis led an Easter vigil service baptizing 8 adults, including a formerly undocumented Nigerian migrant beggar who became a hero in Rome when he disarmed an Italian thief wielding a cleaver.
San Francesco, vuoi ricevere il battesimo nella fede della Chiesa che tutti insieme abbiamo professato?
Sì, lo voglio.
San Francesco, io ti battesimo nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Later today, Easter Sunday, the Pope will celebrate Mass and deliver his twice-yearly blessing to the city and the world. President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, concluding a 3-day visit to North Korea. He met with Kim Jong-un and the two discussed North Korea's athletes participating in future Olympic Games.
We have an agreement with regard to the participation of athletes from the DPRK in the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, as well as in the Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022.
Kim expressed gratitude to the IOC for its assistance to North Korean athletes during the Winter Games in South Korea. Get more at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.